That was spring calling, and it's time to answer. The first week of March is when gardeners start seeding and planting. That's why the Philadelphia Flower Show should be on your destination list this weekend. We're back outside, but the Flower Show has returned inside to the Pennsylvania Convention Center. It starts this Saturday and goes through next Sunday. Aside from all the flower displays, gardening experts, and special events, Snack Time, Philly's hardest working band, is curating daily live performances. Head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, to see who's going to be there.
You better work.
Philadelphia Fashion Week sashays into town with an opening competition at Fashion District at 5 p.m. on Thursday. Local design students go head-to-head for cash and to win a consultation with a fashion insider. The weekend's biggest events are the runway shows at Live Casino on Saturday and Sunday, featuring local designers and Project Runway contestants. The shows are ticketed, so make sure to wear your most fashionable gear and bring your most fashionable wallet. Fashion uses its fair share of textiles, as does artist Henry Taylor. He's a painter by trade, but during an 18-month residency at the Fabric Workshop and Museum, he explored creating in other mediums, including textiles, tapestries, and found object assemblages. His exhibit, Henry Taylor, Nothing Change, Nothing Strange, opens tonight. If you've been to L.A., you've certainly heard of Doheny Drive. The Dohanys, they were a rich Los Angeles family back in the 20s who made their money in oil. Things were going well until a murder-suicide took place at the family's Greystone Manor. Decades later, the mansion would become the scene of a long-running play about the crime. Wouldn't you know it, the Philadelphia area has its own Greystone Hall in Westchester, and they're putting the play on here as well. It's called The Manor, and there are just 7 performances left over this weekend and next. So a good time to buy tickets is right now. First Fridays are a great excuse to get out and mingle, and one of the best places to do so is the Barnes Foundation. Not only is it a beautiful space, their events combine art, music, culture, food, and drink. This Friday's performance is by the Black Pearl Chamber Orchestra, led by Jerry Lynn Johnson, one of the few black female conductors in the world. So it's a good way to kick off Women's History Month. The event starts at 6 p.m. Speaking of women making history, Carla Morrison has earned 3 Latin Grammys and critical acclaim for her heartfelt love songs. The Mexican-born vocalist will be performing at the Keswick Theater on Sunday night in support of her new album, El Refacimiento. The show starts at 7.
Me complace amarte, disfruto acariciarte y ponerte a dormir. Es escalofriante tenerte frente, hacerte sonreír.
Like any show, Things to Do has a beginning and an end. And we've come to that point. But we'll direct you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, where you can find out what eateries are participating in restaurant weeks in Media and in Haddonfield, New Jersey. And what new exhibit opened this week that you'll want to check out. But before we go, his mama may know him as Troy Andrews, but the world knows him as Trombone Shorty. He'll be at the Queen in Wilmington on Friday night. The show starts at 8. I'm Tanya Pendleton. This is Things to Do, and we'll be back next Thursday. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.